From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin welcomes Bangka Belitung as host of Indonesian Muslim Community Congress. To solve the Israel-Palestine conflict, UN puts forward a two-state solution. Now the news in details. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin welcomed the willingness of Bangka Belitung Province as the host of the 7th Indonesian Muslim Community Congress at the end of February 2020 because this was an opportunity for the region to be nicknamed Negeri Serumpun Sebalai, by promoting halal tourism. This was stated by Governor of the Bangka Belitung, Erzaldi Rosman Johan, in Pangkal Pinang on Wednesday. The arrival of scholars from various regions in Indonesia and abroad to attend the upcoming Congress in Bangka Belitung will be a blessing for the local area. According to the Vice President, to have a successful meeting of ulemas throughout Indonesia and Southeast Asia, the provincial government of Bangka Belitung has prepared a budget and a priority of infrastructure to support these activities. Previously, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who also served as chairman of the Central MUI, has met Governor Erzaldi Rosman at the MUI building in Jakarta. He hopes that the ulemas from Southeast Asia and even the world can be present at the event of the 7th Indonesian Congress of Muslim Community 2020. Secretary General of the United Nations Antonio Guterres continues to maintain an international consensus on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This was stated after President of the United States Donald Trump announced the Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. This was said by Guterres as reported by Anadolu Agency on Wednesday. The solution offered by the United Nations is very different from the peace plan announced by President Trump. Peace plan by President Trump is far from international consensus and does not give Palestinian refugees the right to return. President Trump also legitimized illegal settlement built by Israel in the West Bank. The peace plan outlined by President Trump gave all Israeli demands and ignored many important aspects requested by the Palestinians. Among them, namely, Jerusalem remains the capital of Israel. President Trump also claimed to recognize Israel's occupation in the Judea and Samaria regions, that West Bank, and the Jordan Valley. The Indonesian government is finalizing the preparations to evacuate Indonesian citizens from Hubei Province, China, after the outbreak of a new type of coronavirus in the country since last December. The preparations are being carried out by the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in collaboration with relevant ministries and institutions, so that the evacuation can be done quickly and appropriately while waiting for permission from the Chinese authorities. Acting Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesman Tengku Faisasha at a press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday stated that the evacuation process is related to all Indonesian citizens and is not focused on one city in Hubei province, so that government is trying to prepare a process that will support the evacuation. The evacuation preparation is also related to a quarantine process in the destination country because Wuhan City in Hubei province has been quarantined status over the past week to prevent the spread of the virus more widely. Based on data of the Indonesian Foreign Ministry on Tuesday morning, overall, there are 243 citizens in Hubei province. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Deputy Chairman of Commission 1 of the Indonesian Parliament, Abdul Haris Al-Mashari, urged the government to immediately evacuate Indonesian citizens who were still in Wuhan City, China. He hoped the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs could ask the Chinese government to open evacuation routes for Indonesian citizens who are currently still in Wuhan and its surroundings. This was said by Karis in his written statement received by Republika on Wednesday. Karis explained, dozens of countries were trying to evacuate their citizens from the coronavirus area. He hoped that the Indonesian citizen could be immediately brought to Indonesia, if possible, or evacuated out of quarantine territory and remain in China. However, Karis appreciated the travel warning issued by the Minister of Foreign Affairs today to Hubei Province, China. The West Java Tourism and Culture Office called on the tourism industry to increase awareness of the coronavirus. According to head of the Tourism and Culture Office, Dedi Taufik, this is part of the anticipation and mitigation of the outbreak of coronavirus originating from Wuhan City, China. He emphasized in Bandung, West Java on Wednesday that his side had sent a letter of appeal to the tourism industry and tourism agencies in 27 cities regencies in West Java. In addition, coordination with the health department in each region is very important in conducting first aid if someone is found to have been exposed to the virus. Besides, he suggested there should be a special area or space for tourists suspected of being exposed to the virus, including temporary isolation rooms. Employees, including officials in the tourism area, are asked to wear masks in anticipation of the disease transmission. PT Pelabuhan Indonesia 1 increased alertness and anticipation towards the spread of the coronavirus into Indonesia through the international seaport at Pelindo 1 area. Public relations of Pelindo 1, Fiona Sari Utami, in an official statement received by Antara News Agency on Wednesday, stated that in some areas of the Pelindo, such as in Tanjung Pinang Passenger Terminal, Tanjung Balai Karimun, and Dumai 1 Passenger Terminal, thermal scanners have been installed to detect body temperatures in anticipation of the spread of the coronavirus. Fiona also explained that all seaports under control of the Pelindo 1 have coordinated intensively with the Port Health Office or the local health office to conduct a joint inspection of embarkations and debarkations passengers in each port area. Besides, Pelindo 1 also reminded to conduct an observation of foreign ships' crews which anchors on the port area and to tighten observation and control of all operational activities, mainly at the international seaport. President Donald Trump and White House lawyers pushed back on Wednesday against Democratic efforts to have John Bolton testify at the Senate impeachment trial of the president, arguing that the former National Security Advisor could reveal government secrets. As quoted by AFP.com, Senate Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, "It may be an uphill fight to garner enough Republican support to compel the 71-year-old Bolton, seen as a potentially damaging witness to the president, to testify." Democrats have been pressing for the Senate to summon Bolton, who was fired by President Trump in September after reports that his upcoming White House tell-all book corroborates charges that the president withheld military aid to Ukraine in a bid to seek political dirt on his election rival, Joe Biden. Republicans hold a 53-47 seat edge in the Senate, and four Republicans would need to side with the Democrats for Bolton and others to be called as witness as Trump's trials for abuse of power and obstructions of Congress. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Maintaining Sovereignty by Strengthening the Manned Weaponry System. While listener, geographical conditions that spread as an archipelago country, as well as having air and sea crossings, required Indonesia to have a capable defense to maintain his sovereignty. To achieve this, the Minister of Defense, Prabowo Subianto, has visited seven countries in Asia and Europe to enhance the defense and security capabilities of the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia. To show determination to change and to improve the main weaponry system, Alutsista, Minister of Defense, held an armed exhibition at the Minister of Defense office in Jakarta on Thursday. and was continued by a T9 leadership coordination meeting attended by President Joko Widodo. However, the question arises, which is more important, to build or buy defense equipment from overseas? President Joko Widodo, in a limited meeting at the Surabaya submarine hangar, after seeing the submarine made in Indonesia in collaboration with South Korea, has not yet decided to purchase weapons from foreign parties. However, he has instructed to reform the entire defense industry system. He also wants the defense equipment development program to strengthen Indonesian defense industry. Indonesia needs to reduce its dependence on imported weapons. Meanwhile, Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto, previously before the parliament members, said Indonesia is a country rich in natural resources and has always been the target of many other nations. Thereby, strengthening and modernizing defense equipment is a must. With the existing budget, the Minister of Defense will implement four principles, being appropriate, efficient, economical, and geographical and geocentric aspects. At present, the strengthening of Indonesian strategic defense industry continues to be developed and increased in line with the allocation of funds worth 126 trillion rupiah for the defense and security budget. Undoubtedly, increasing defense capability, both in terms of weapons and human resources, is one of the important aspects of maintaining the sovereignty of the nation and state. Especially with the recent incident in Natuna Island, where there was unilateral claim from China over the boundaries of Indonesian economic exclusive zone. Surely Indonesia must have sophisticated weapons to maintain its regional sovereignty. In addition, the experience of the arms embargo by producing countries has provided lessons for Indonesia to be independent in strategic industries. Technology transfer cooperation is the right step to becoming an independent nation in the strategic defense industry. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History start from an event on January 30, 1917, when national hero I Gusti Ngurah Rai was born. Retired Colonel I Gusti Ngurah Rai was born at Carangsari Village, Petang, in Badung Regency, Bali, on January 30, 1917. He is a freedom fighter against the Dutch colonial. Ngurah Rai has a troop so-called Ciung Wanara, which conducted its last battle known as Puputan Marga Rana. In its last battle, he was killed on November 20, 1946. The battle location became Margarana Heroes Cemetery. The Indonesian government present Bintang Mahaputra and also promotion to be General Brigadier retired. His name is immortalized as name of airport in Bali, Ngurah Rai International Airport. Next event was in 1933, when Adolf Hitler was sworn as Chancellor of Germany. Adolf Hitler is a politician of Germany and head of Nazi Party. He had been officiated as Chancellor of Germany since 1933 to 1945. In 1924, Hitler received people's support by criticizing Versailles Agreement and upholding pan-Germanism, anti-Semitism, and anti-communism. After being appointed as Chancellor on January 30, 1933, he changed the Republic of Weimar to be the Third Reich, a one-party dictatorship based on the ideology of National Socialism. The last event is that
In 1948, Mahatma Gandhi was killed by Hindu extremists. On January 30, 1948, leader of politics and spiritual of Indian independence movement, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi or Mahatma Gandhi, became victims of assassinations. He was shot in New Delhi by a follower or hardline Hindu nationalist. Gandhi is the most important figure in Indian independence movement. He was an activist who avoided violence in his struggle, but he carried out the movement through peaceful demonstrations. That was Today in History.
That was the song entitled Rapuh sung by Junior Arif. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to My Indonesia. Entitled, Banjarmasin is ready to build an Indonesia-Germany cooperation recycling center. Banjarmasin City Government is ready to build an Indonesian-Germany cooperation waste recycling center in the region, which is to begin in 2020. This was conveyed by Mayor of Banjarmasin Ibnu Sina after holding a meeting with Indonesian-German Economic Association, ICONET, and an Indonesia-Germany cooperation organization at the City Hall on Monday, January 27. On this occasion, Mayor Ibnu Sina stated that there was an agreement on a place to build the waste recycling center in this area. The place is located opposite the Banua Anyar in the Gampa River area, North Banjarmasin. According to Ibnu Sina, there is 5,000 square meters of land owned by the city government. Meanwhile, the construction of the waste recycling center requires only 2,500 square meters of land. According to him, the construction of the waste recycling center in Banjarmasin will be managed by the city government along with assistance from various parties. For this year, Banjarmasin has received a 9 billion rupiah incentive, lower than that of last year, which was around 9.4 billion rupiah. Ibnu Sina said that part of the funds would be allocated for the construction of the Indonesia-Germany Cooperation Recycling Center. So far, feasibility studies have begun, including making detailed engineering designs. It is estimated that the construction of his waste recycling center requires funds of around 9.6 billion rupiah. Furthermore, Mayor Ibnu Sina revealed that the use of development funds will be allocated with a special system. The construction of the supporting infrastructure is being funded not only by the city government, but also from the central government, while ICONET is the consultant on the project. According to Ibnu Sina, this recycling center will help the handling and management of waste properly because it is implemented with a variety of innovations. If this project is successful, the similar project will be made in other districts. This waste recycling center will be able to manage waste between 30 to 40 tons per day. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Dia tahu apa yang telah terjadi semenjak hari itu, hati ini miliknya. Dia jatuh hati seperti apa yang ku rasa. Mungkinkah dia jatuh cinta seperti apa yang ku damba. Dia mengerti apa yang telah terjadi. Hasratku tak tertahan untuk dapatkan dirinya. Mungkinkah dia jatuh hati seperti apa yang ku rasa. Mungkinkah dia jatuh cinta seperti apa yang ku damba.
hasratku tak tertahan untuk dapatkan dirinya. Mungkinkah dia jatuh hati seperti apa yang ku rasa? Mungkinkah dia jatuh cinta seperti apa yang ku damba? Tuhan yakinkan dia untuk jatuh cinta.
There was the song entitled Andai Dia Tahu, sung by Kahitna. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce you to Wane Beach in Bima, West Nusa Tenggara. Bima is one of the origin cities in Sumba Island, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Historically, the city was the center of the Bima Sultanate. With the cultural heritage the city has, Bima City offers Islamic cultural tourism. You can visit Asim Bojo or the Sultanate Palace. Besides Asim Bojo, you can also find the graves of kings and preachers, publicans and arts, as well as religious ceremonies. Bima not only has the richness of cultures, but also is our natural tourism attractions. Due to its location on the side of the bay, Bima certainly has beautiful marine tourism. One of them is Wane Beach. Wane Beach is located at Tolotanga Village, Monta District, which is around 6 kilometers from Sultan Mahmud Salahuddin Airport. Wane Beach has white sand which stretches widely with gentle waves and clear seawater. Going to the beach, you can enjoy the freshness of water by swimming or playing on the white sand. If you want to stimulate your adrenaline, you can try surfing at the beach. You can also see dolphins jumping among the waves at Wane Beach. To see the dolphin attraction, you must rent fisherman's boat a day before the activity. The best time to watch the attraction is in the morning, around 9 a.m. The travel time to see the dolphin attraction is only half hour by boat. For those who do not bring their own food, do not worry, because the beach has many food stalls which provide a variety of food. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Wane Beach. Thank you for listening.
Cinta ini bawalah.
You have just listened to the song entitled Bawalah Daku, sung by Puput.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, Miss Seleni. In today's edition, we present you information on Solo Great Sale 2020. Solo Great Sale will be held again this year. This is an annual event to be held by the government of Surakarta and Chambers of Commerce and Industry of Solo to respond low season month with a curse on business people in Solo. Low season period usually occurs in February when business cycle is on low point. Thus, the city's government of Surakarta and Chambers of Commerce and Industry of Solo try to make Solo Great Sale event respond the worry of business people in Solo. The existence of the event is expected to be able to rebuild the business cycle activity in Solo and to increase number of tourists who visit Solo City. Solo Great Sale 2020 will take place on February 1st until 29. Secretary of the event, David R. Wijaya, said that Solo Great Sale 2020 will be participated in by some 7,000 business people from various business fields such as transportation, hotel, small and medium enterprises, and traditional market. He also said that the transaction of this year's event is targeted to reach 700 billion rupiah. This event will be an event with Grebek Sudiro, Lunar New Year celebration, cultural parade, and many others. Tourists who will shop at Solo Great Sale 2020 are expected to download Solo Sale application on their Android. By having the application, they can enter transaction independently, upload shopping receipt, and get points which can be exchanged by gift. There is also promotional information feature around the existing shops where the tourists might do shopping. In addition, the city's government of Solo provides incentive, 30% discount for hotels and restaurants which are participated in the Solo Great program. This incentive is given so that the hotel occupancy rates increase. That was our segment for today, Miss Lenny. Thanks for listening.
Sentuh aku bukan. jatuh hati. Ku terpikat pada tutumu, aku tersihir ciummu, terkagum pada pandangmu, caramu melihat dunia. Ku harap kau tahu bahwa ku terinspirasi hatimu. Ku tak harus memilikimu, tapi bolehkah ku selalu
was Raisa with Jatuh Hati. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we will present you Dara, a song by Harvey Maleholo. Harvey Maleholo, who was born with the name Harvey Benjamin Maleholo, has been popular in the Indonesian music industry since the 1980s. He started his singing career in the 1970s. With his unique vocal characteristic, Harvey won at various music festivals. One of them, the Best Performer category at the ASEAN Popular Song Festival. Since starting his career, Harvey has released many albums, both solo and duet albums. In 2007, he released an album containing his hit songs since 1987. The album is titled Reflection of Harvey Maleholo, Greatest Hits, 1987 to 2007. One of the hit songs in this album is Dara. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Dara, sung by Harvey Maleholo. Enjoy the song.
Dara, aku melihatmu hanyut dalam gerakanmu. Kau menari seiring nada syahdu.
dan penuh pesona. Binar bola matamu dan senyum yang menawan menggetarkan jiwa. Oh darah, kau pikat hati yang tak mengerti apa arti senyum di sela-sela tarianmu. Namun sikap wajahku telah hilang di tepi gairah cinta yang begitu dalam. Ku cari kau kesana, ku cari kau kesini, ke ujung dunia pun tak peduli.
Voice of Indonesia.
Angin dingin meniup mencekam di bulan Desember. Air hujan turun deras dan kejam, hati berdebar. Ku teringat bayangan impian di malam itu, malam yang kelabu kau ucapkan kata selamat tinggal sayang. Bulan madu yang kita janjikan semakin melayang, lenyap hilang di telan air hujan. Engkau tak datang. Bulan ini Desember kedua, aku menanti. 2 tahun sudah ku sabar menanti, ku dilanda sepi. Angin di
menusuk di hati, terasa nyeri. Bulan madu, tinggallah impian tanpa kenyataan. Sinar cinta seterang rembulan kini pudar sudah. Desember kelabu selalu menghantui setiap mimpiku. Bulan madu yang kita janjikan semakin melayang. Telan air hujan, engkau tak datang. Bulan ini Desember kedua, aku menanti. 2 tahun sudah ku sabar menanti. Ku dilanda sepi, angin dingin menusuk di hati. Oh, terasa nyeri. Bulan madu, tinggallah impian tanpa kenyataan. Kini pudar sudah. Desember kelabu selalu menghantui setiap mimpiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Lembayung sutra di ufuk mulai bercahaya. Hatiku pun ingin bertanya, bila kau tiba, jangan hanya berita. Datanglah dengan cinta, beribu kali bumi mentari mentari, arah pun tiada ganti. Betapa abadi bagai cintaku ini, setia dalam cinta. Engkau berjanji, kau berjanji sampai kini. Aku menanti, ku menanti kau kembali. Jangan lagi kecewakan hati ini. Biar 1000 tahun memutih rambutku, hatiku tetap selembut salju. Burung bangau terbang ke kandang setahun sekali, menemui cintanya lagi. Selalu ku impikan kau datang dengan cinta. Engkau berjanji, kau berjanji sampai kini. Aku menanti, ku menanti kau kembali.
berganti. Betapa abadi bagai cintaku ini. Setia dalam cinta, engkau berjanji, kau berjanji sampai kini. Aku menanti, aku menanti kau kembali. Jangan lagi kecewakan hati ini. Biar seribu tahun tetap selembut salju. Engkau berjanji, kau berjanji sampai kini. Aku menanti, aku menanti kau kembali. Jangan lagi kecewakan hati ini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku bilang suka, engkau tersipu malu. Lalu aku bilang sayang, wajahmu merah merona. Lalu harus bagaimana lagi darah, cara untuk mendapatkan dirimu. Oh, oh, katakanlah saya.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And also send your email to Voice of Indonesia to email address voi@voinews.id.